And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of July, 2014. It's the anniversary of the New York City draft riots of 1863, the bloodiest in American history, riots by mostly working-class white men, most of them Irish-American, rioting against a new draft law put into place by President Lincoln, but they were angry about much more than that. It was a hot, muggy summer in New York City. There was terrible inflation. Working-class New York men had signed up in high numbers to serve in the Union Army. Many had died. Those who made it back were often wounded, could no longer work. Unemployment was high. Workers kept going on strike. It was a troublesome summer. And the newspapers warned working-class white men that black people would be moving up from the South and stealing their jobs. Meanwhile, the nation's first draft law was passed by Congress, and on Saturday, the 11th of July, the lottery began, a clerk pulling names out of a hat. But there was a major exception. For $300, you could buy your way out of the draft. Only the rich could afford this fee. The average New York City worker earned 85 cents a day. On that particular Saturday, a number of firemen were chosen in the lottery, and the next day they sat around in a tavern talking angrily about the draft and decided to protest. And on the Monday morning, they showed up at the draft office with rocks and threw them through the office windows. A mob gathered, thousands of people. They set buildings on fire. They targeted Lincoln supporters, and they targeted black people in particular, set homes on fire, brutally murdered at least 11 black men. It was just a few days after the Battle of Gettysburg, and 6,000 federal troops were rushed up from Gettysburg to put down the riot. The official death toll was listed as 119, but it was probably higher. And it's the birthday of the poet John Clare, born in Nottinghamshire, England, 1793, grew up on a farm, was not well schooled, but he had a genius for poetry, and published his first book in 1820 with the byline John Clare, a Nottinghamshire peasant, which made him very famous. He became a tenant farmer to support his seven children, and he began to lose his mind. He was sent off to an insane asylum. He escaped and walked 80 miles back to his home, but eventually was caught and sent back to another asylum, where he spent the last 23 years of his life and where he wrote some of his best work. Here's a poem by John Clare entitled Summer. Come we to the summer we will come, for the woods are full of bluebells and the hedges full of bloom, and the crow is on the oak a building of her nest, and love is burning diamonds in my true lover's breast. She sits beneath the white thorn, a plaiting of her hair, and I will to my true lover with a fond request repair. I will look upon her face, I will in her beauty rest, and lay my aching weariness upon her lovely breast. The clock o' clay is creeping on the open bloom of May, the merry bee is trampling the pinky threads all day, and the chaffinch, it is brooding on its gray mossy nest, in the white thorn bush will I lean upon my lover's breast. I'll lean upon her breast, and I'll whisper in her ear that I cannot get a wink of sleep for thinking of my dear. I hunger at my meat, and I daily fade away, like the hedge rose that is broken in the heat of the day. John Clare's poem, Summer. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.